This meeting of the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee will now come to order. The time is 2:15 p.m. on Tuesday, February 11th. Members present are Representative Shaw, he's the co-chair, Representative Sponholz, Representative Tuck, and Representative Roucher, and myself, co-chair Thompson. We have a quorum to conduct business. Please silence your cell phones. We are allowing the use of electronic devices during committee meetings. We are asking that staff and members of the audience not approach the table. If you need to pass a note to a committee member, please get the attention of my staff, Seth Witten, and he will take care of it. I'd like to thank Senator McCain and Military and Veterans Affairs Committee Secretary Madison Truitt for the Juno LIO for technical and teleconferencing support. Our first and only order of business is House Bill 223. And Representative Jackson has joined us. This bill, House Bill 223, is naming Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Memorial Bridge, and it's sponsored by Representative Shaw. This is the first hearing of the bill, and here to present this is the sponsor, Representative Shaw, and his staff, Joshua Walton. Gentlemen, please come up to the table, place yourselves on the record, and proceed with your presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. For the record, my name is Representative Laddie Shaw. I represent District 26, Lower Hillside in Anchorage. Thank you for taking the time to hear House Bill 223, entitled An Act Naming the Vietnam Helicopters Pilot Memorial Bridge. This is a topic that's very close to my heart, as I served two tours in Vietnam, and I was invited to be an associate member of the Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Association, not only for the fact that I served in Vietnam, but the fact that I also am a licensed helicopter pilot. I'd like to note that this bill was the idea of Representative Kathy Tilton. She very graciously offered to have me introduce it and carry in it, knowing my personal connection to this organization, and I very much appreciate her graciousness. I would also like to acknowledge the work on this bill done by Representative Tilton's staff, Heath Hilliard. Heath did the bulk of the legwork on this bill, and his work is greatly appreciated. Also to my staff, Josh Walton, for his yeoman's effort as part of this team. Lastly, I'd like to express my appreciation for the reception this bill has received so far, particularly that every veteran in the House signed on as a co-sponsor in introduction, including you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'm deeply honored by that. With that, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my experience and why I'm so glad to have the opportunity to present this legislation to you. This is a picture of me in 1970 with a helicopter hovering in the Delta in Vietnam. Here's a direct connection to the opportunity I have to introduce this bill and how much honor I have in doing this. Helicopters to us in Vietnam were a lifeline. They were pretty much our lifeblood. They were the only way we could get in or out of most of the areas that I served in the Delta. I drang the first true battle of Vietnam and the first true introduction of helicopters into combat took place at I Drang in 1965. The heroes among us in the Vietnam helicopters community is literally, it can't be compared to any other military organization in the world, whether it be tanks, the infantry. Everybody has their job. In the end, the helicopter organization, helicopter community is the life support and lifeblood of almost every member of the military in some fashion. And so I just want to thank you very much for this opportunity, and I'd like to turn this over to my staff, Josh Walton, for the specifics of this bill.
We've been joined by Representative Kopp.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Joshua Walton, and I am staff to Representative Laddie Shaw, District 26, Anchorage. Just briefly about what the bill does. It's a very simple bill. It's not very long. It simply names bridge numbers 1124 and 1889 spanning the Matanuska River northbound and southbound at mile 30.4, the Glen Highway, and names that the Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Memorial Bridge. Now, those of you who are familiar with this particular corridor, there is another bridge crossing the Kinnick River Bridge close by that is already named for Sergeant James Broadsteel. This bill does not have any impact on that bill or on that bridge. These are the bridges that come right after it if you're heading northbound or right before that bridge if you're heading southbound on the Glen Highway. I'd like to highlight that you can see photos of the bridge, the bridges in question, in from Google Maps in your packet. In the packet, we also have an academic article highlighting how the Vietnam conflict was the first American conflict to feature significant use of helicopters, as Representative Shaw said. This is used both in and out of combat. So if you're a history buff like I am, I recommend it. We've also included a few contemporary articles highlighting the heroism of Vietnam helicopter pilots and some of the challenges they have faced post-conflict. I think it's been mentioned that on the phone we'll have Lynn Kyle, who's the president of the Alaska chapter of the Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Association. He's available to provide testimony and also to answer questions about the pilot's experience. And I'd also like to note something that we just received today, which is a letter from the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs Commissioner Torrence Sachs, General Sachs, offering the department's support for this legislation. I believe it's on the members' desks there. That is all I have for you. Again, pretty straightforward bill. I thank you for the opportunity to present this legislation, and I remain available for questions. I'd also be willing to carry out a very thorough sectional analysis if you'd like.
I want to thank you very much for your presentation, and Representative Shaw, I want to thank you for your service to our country. Thank you. Is there any members have any questions?
I have one.
Representative Rauscher.
Thank you. Through the chair, I was just wondering, what is the bridge's name right now? Is there one at all? And do they ever, do they name them when they build them, or how does that work?
Through the chair, Representative Rauscher, in order for any of the bridges to be named, they have to be, it has to be done through legislation, so the bridges are constructed and not named. This bridge does not have a name currently, so this would be naming it for the first time.
It just has a number?
Follow up.
Through the chair, Representative Rauscher, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any further questions? Representative Sponholz.
Thank you. Do we have a list of all Alaskans who were helicopter pilots in Vietnam?
Through the chair, Representative Sponholz, we have an association. More likely than not, that association probably could give us that name. In fact, we have a representative online that may be able to answer that question for us directly.
Can I ask the question of her?
Yes, you may. Lynn Franklin.
Thank
you.
I have no problem. I appreciate you giving me an opportunity today. The Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Association consists of about 16,500 pilots nationally. And our chapter up here, with the list that we have ongoing, shows about 400 Vietnam helicopter pilots. Unfortunately, the list is extremely dynamic, as we have pilots quite a bit older now leaving the state and have passed away, and we have some information, because we're going through that list now trying to find them all, of addresses, et cetera, that are no longer in existence. So I would say, based on what the numbers we have right now, we have 82 pilots in our chapter that are active, and we have about 120 more that we are aware of that we are in contact with, and we meet periodically and let them know about the organization.
Yeah, Mr. Kyle, we didn't have you do this. Would you please place yourself on the record and tell us your affiliation, please?
Yes, my name is Lynn Kyle, and I'm the president of the Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Association, the Alaska chapter.
Representative Sponholz has another question, Mr. Kyle.
Certainly.
Actually, I have another question for the bill sponsor.
Okay, the bill sponsor.
So there's a couple of other bills naming bridges that are sort of coming through the legislature right now. Senator Coghill has both SB 4 and SB 84, and each of those bills have a zero fiscal note. I noticed this one has a $6,000 fiscal note. Do we know what the distinction is between these and those? This and those?
We have people from the Department of Transportation that will speak to that when we get down the list a little ways.
All right.
Okay. Further questions from committee for the sponsor or from Mr. Kyle? Representative Jackson.
Thank you, through the chair. I'm thinking, don't we have one helicopter pilot that's a woman from here in Alaska that, and I'm trying to think of her name. Was it Huggins or whose thing? Are you familiar?
Maybe if you aren't, Mr. Kyle might. Mm-hmm. Mr. Kyle, did you hear the question?
Yes, I did. To my knowledge, there was no Vietnam helicopter pilot, female helicopter pilots at that time. We have female helicopter pilots up here, but not necessarily Vietnam veterans that I'm aware of.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Further questions of the sponsor or of Mr. Kyle? Seeing none, I want to thank everybody for those presentations. We do have, Mr. Kyle was going to be an invited testimony. Mr. Kyle, do you have anything else to add?
Actually, you've covered it pretty well. The biggest, I guess, couple of points that I would make is, number one, the helicopter, Vietnam was a helicopter war. And through the capability of our helicopter pilots, over 82% of the wounded were saved in that particular conflict, and they are saving over 900,000 patients. The helicopter itself, the helicopter pilots, many of them, as they left the theater of operation, came to Alaska, and we've had hundreds of helicopter pilots, and of course we're a heavy aviation state to start with, that also gave their skills to the state of Alaska in support of logistics, aeromed, and numerous other aviation outreaches through the years. So although most of our members are probably in their twilight years now, they've made a major contribution not only to our state, but certainly in the Vietnam conflict. And I appreciate everyone taking this opportunity to take a look at this legacy, and we hope for positive results.
Any further questions of Mr. Kyle? Representative Jackson.
Thank you, through the chair. I don't have a question. My husband served two tours in Vietnam, and I want to thank you for this opportunity to have a historic landmark to represent the lives that were saved during Vietnam. So thank you all.
Further questions of Mr. Kyle? Seeing none, Mr. Kyle, I want to thank you very much for your testimony. I'm now going to go to public testimony, and I don't see anybody online right now. And so we will come to the room. First up, we have Forrest Powell. Mr. Powell, place yourself on the record, tell us your affiliation, and we'll hear your testimony.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Co-Chair and committee members, for the record, my name is Forrest Edmund Powell III, and I'm a state employee with the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, Office of Veterans Affairs, that is, and also a retired military member, and I'm from Wasilla. And if you'll please indulge me for a moment, I'll try to keep it short. I want to speak from my heart. I had something written, but I think it's important that I share this with you. And that is, as a segue, every Saturday I go to the Veterans Museum. So I'm putting a plug in for the Veterans Museum. And why I do that is because I take that road every day, on every Saturday, when I go to the Veterans Museum. Why I do this is because of the young children that come into the Veterans Museum. Very, very important. As was mentioned earlier, the Bond Steel Bridge the naming of it. We partnered, the Office of Veterans Affairs partnered with Department of Transportation, put that sign there and get that sign up there. So I think we have no problem doing that again for this bridge here also. Again, the children, as I mentioned before, they ask those questions. They want to know. They're hungry to learn about our Vietnam veterans and all of our veterans. And as a game I do with them is I have them look up the Bond Steel Bridge and find out who Bond Steel is. And I think it's important that they know about our Vietnam helicopter pilots and what they do and what they have done. As a service officer, once before, actually after I got out, I had had taken care of a lot of Vietnam pilots and also crew members with their claims with the VA. And I tell you what, the stories they tell you, it's unbelievable. The movies they show don't even come close to what we talk about. These are our true heroes, and I think it's very, very important that we name this bridge and that our children, our future, get to learn about who they are and what they're all about. And the Office of Veterans Affairs, on behalf of Verdi Bowen, endorsed this bill. We thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Powell. Are there any questions to Mr. Powell from the committee? Seeing none, thank you very much for your service, too, by the way. Also in the room, we have Vicki Jo Kennedy. Could you please come forward, place yourself on the record, give us your affiliation, and we'll hear your testimony.
Yes, sir. Vicki Jo Kennedy. My home is Kodiak Island, but I've been here in Juneau for 2 years and about 3 months now. And I am more than honored to be in the room with Representative Shaw, Mr. Forrest, you, Mr. Thompson, Ms. Jackson, and I know I'm missing some other veterans. But this is very close to me. We have 8 women's names on that wall in Vietnam. A lot of people don't know that. But I rode in today on the caravan with Captain Frank Warman. He did his 2 tours in Vietnam successfully. The 3rd one wasn't so successful, but he was there. And he was in a foxhole with a woman in Vietnam. He had an incredible story to tell me for about 30 minutes this morning. But I'm here in behalf of my friends back in Virginia, because I go to Rolling Thunder every other year. And we have some 2,000 warriors that'll never be put on that wall because they were shot down or they were killed in Laos and Cambodia when we weren't there. And it tears my friends, their families, it tears them up because they need to be on that wall. And he was dust off. And they were the medics, and they saved so many people. And I'm so proud you're naming this bridge after the helicopter pilots, because it was a helicopter war. And 1 year, my friend brought the helicopter, the dust-off helicopter, to Rolling Thunder. And we had it there on Thunder Alley right in front of the State Department. Matter of fact, I did security. I slept under the helicopter. I refused to sleep in it. There were too many, let's just say, memories in there for me. But I appreciate you naming this bridge after him. Geez, now I got to go to Wallsville. Maybe I'll go stay with Sarah. But think about it, too, that we have a vision of on the wall at the B, if we can ever get this done for the 2,000-plus warriors that will never go on the wall. We want angel wings, and we want those 2,000 names to go on the angel's wings right in the V. Now, we have got support for it, but we have to have somebody that's going to step up and say, yeah, we were there, and yes, they died in the line of duty, because right now they were just casualties, but they weren't. It's a poo bar, and everybody knows it. But thank you for this today very much. I appreciate you. And I thank everybody for their service. And even when you're here serving, you're still fighting for us, and we appreciate you very much.
Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Kennedy. Is there anybody have any questions of Ms. Kennedy from the committee? Seeing none, thank you very much. I don't see anybody else online. Is there anybody else in the room that would like to testify on this bill?
I'd like to ask a question for the DOT if I could.
Pardon?
I'd like to ask a question of the DOT.
Yeah, I'm going to get there. I'm going to close public testimony. We have also in the room from Department of Transportation, Mike Lessman, and also online we have David Epstein. If anybody has any questions about the fiscal note, come forward, please. Place yourself on the record, and we do have a question already. So.
Good afternoon, Mr. Co-Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Mike Lessman. I'm the legislative liaison for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. I'm here to answer questions on the fiscal note or otherwise.
Thank you, Mr. Lessman. The fiscal note is a $6,000 fiscal note for signage. Representative Rauscher has a question.
Yeah, thank you, through the chair. I was just wondering, is there any way they can put that those signs up themselves to alleviate the cost for those signs and the fiscal note?
What do you mean by themselves, Mr. Representative?
The department or the veterans or anyone that would want to put up a sign, can they do that themselves to alleviate the fiscal note?
Through the co-chair, Representative Rauscher, I'm going to give you a qualified no on that one. A little bit of context. The Department of Transportation in Alaska and every other state, or most every other state as I know, follows I'll call it a best practice guidelines when it comes to highway signs and other traffic devices. Alaska has, and if you wanted to go through the riveting reading, I'm sure that this document is on our website. The Alaska Traffic Manual is the document that we use for all of the traffic signs and devices. It is really an Alaskanized version of something called the Manual on Uniform Traffic and Control Devices, which is a nationally developed, federally recognized document put together by an organization called ASHTO. That's the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials. Could probably be likened to your National Council on State Legislators. So that's that guidelines, if you will, is what dictates how signs are supported, the sizes of signs, the colors of signs, the shapes of signs, and because of, I'm going to take a shot here, liability issues, we would want our maintenance and operations folks to install those signs to the standards set out in the guidelines and to the safety measures that they know to follow.
Follow up, because our community, when I was chair for the Sutton Community Council, we put in an application to have signs put up on one on each end of the community. And when we applied, they just gave us a list of how they wanted it put in, the type of materials we were supposed to use, the distance. That we took pictures of where they were to be located, and we were able to put those up ourselves without the DOT being involved, and they waived the fees. So that's the only reason I asked the question to begin with, because I know it's been done before.
Representative Rauscher, I was curious on this. Were these on state roads or were these on community?
Glen Highway, sir.
Mr. Lessman.
To the co-chair, Representative Rauscher, that's...
I still have the permit, mile 54 and mile 67.
That's a new one on me in my time here with the department. We could certainly follow up on how that was achieved.
Okay, Representative Sponholz had a question.
Yeah, thanks. My question also was on the fiscal note, and I noticed that this bill is a $6,000 fiscal note, and that SB 4 and SB 84, which I believe are also signage bills, have maybe zero fiscal note. So can you describe the difference?
To the co-chair, Representative Sponholz, Senate Bill 4, and I believe its companion bill, House Bill 84, named the Toke River Bridge after fallen ASD trooper Scott Johnson. That happened the first half of this legislature, and I fail to recall which version of the bill passed the legislature, but that legislation did pass. The department did put a zero fiscal note on that bill. The reason being is there was a major reconstruction project happening on the Alaska Highway at that location, which included some realignment of the road, some minor work to the bridge, and also some signage. So we were able to incorporate the materials costs of the Scott Johnson Memorial Bridge sign into that project.
Thank you.
Representative Kopp.
Yeah, just a question of clarification. Representative Rauscher, the signs you're talking about, were those welcome to Chickaloon signs? What signs, what were they actually saying?
Welcome to Sutton.
Welcome to Sutton. So question then for Mr. Lessman through the chair. Mr. Lessman, is there a difference in a highway sign saying welcome to a community than a sign that would name a bridge, or would they be in the same category?
Through the co-chair, Representative Kopp, I'd like to call on my lifeline. I believe we have a traffic safety engineer, David Epstein, on the phone.
Mr. Epstein, are you? Can you hear us?
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Co-Chair and members of the committee. The question has to do with the difference between a welcome to a community sign and a...
Mr. Epstein, would you please place yourself on the record and tell us your affiliation, please? Thank you.
Yes, excuse me. My name's David Epstein, and I'm the Regional Traffic and Safety Engineer for South Coast Region Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Now, getting back to the question, we're talking about two different signs. One is basically a guide or a destination sign, and I do not believe, at least in our region, we do not put those signs up. We don't put them up, welcome to Juneau or welcome to Petersburg. That may have some bearing on what happened up in Central Region. That may be an example of a sign that the department was willing to let the community install. That's purely speculative in my part, but I thought I would share that thought with you.
Follow up. Representative Rauscher has a question.
It's not a question. I just want to make a statement. I was just giving basis for the question that I asked. That's all. I wasn't being argumentative on the process.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, through the chair, I wonder if there's an opportunity here for the association, the helicopter Vietnam Helicopter Association, to reimburse the state for these costs.
Through the co-chair, Representative Shaw, I do know that the department has a budget component, hope I get this right, statutory designated program receipts, and my understanding from our budget gurus is that money can come to the department other than through legislature appropriated state general funds, other than federal funds. Money in the form of a donation or a gift can come to the department through that funding component from an organization such as that.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Representative Jackson.
Thank you, through the chair. And I guess this is more of a statement, but the last time we gathered in this room, it was with DMV, and they saved us at least $600,000, whatever, right, dollars. And efficiencies in running their organization. So I don't want to make it look like we're making a big fuss for $6,000 and honoring our Vietnam helicopter pilots for this memorial bridge. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Jackson. Any further questions of Mr. Lessman? Seeing none, thank you very much for your testimony. Okay, there is a $6,000 fiscal note, and it's the intention of the co-chairs to move this bill from committee today. Or is there any further questions of from the committee of the sponsor before we move the motion, make a motion? Seeing none, Mr. Co-Chair, would you please?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I move House Bill 223, version LS1443/A, out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Are there any objections? Seeing no objections, House Bill 223 is reported out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. As a reminder, our meeting on Thursday, February 13th, is canceled. Seeing no further business before the committee today, this meeting is adjourned at 2:45 p.m. And members, make sure you stick around to sign the committee report. And we are adjourned.